How is everyone doing? This is the hostess with the mostess, Olivia. How is everyone's night going so far? Tonight is Friday, and you know my favorite part of the day is my Twitter. So I do get up in the morning to check my Twitter, and what do I see this morning? It is Pound Friday the 13th. So, hi guys, you know what today is. Enough said. You already know it is Friday the 13th. And what's going on with everyone today, guys, on this Friday the 13th? Are any of you scared? Did any of you have bad luck today? Actually, everything went great for me. I actually was working. You know, I didn't have anything, you know, knock on wood. That was bad luck today at all. I had a pretty good day. How about you guys? Well, please let me know if you had a bad day today on Friday the 13th. Please hit me up, leave some voice messages. Let me know how your Friday the 13th was. We had a lot of people on Twitter talking about it. Actually, it was basically the number one trend today for Friday the 13th. Well, I'm hoping that you guys had a wonderful Friday and you're getting ready for the rest of the weekend. We have Saturday and Sunday coming, but let me tell you one thing, guys. The weather has really, really changed. It is, to me, because I'm anemic, it's like freezing cold right now. I mean, to me, it's cold. And I know that we're not into fall yet. You know, it hasn't gotten to that level of coldness. But for me, it's a little chilly. But other than that, I mean, all I can say is, you know, let's get ready for it. You got October that's coming in. Get your pumpkins out. Get your Halloween costumes out. Get the pumpkin pies all ready. You know, get ready for it because October is coming in here very, very fast. It's already the 13th. So, you know, October is right around the corner. It sure is. Well, guys, I'm going to jump right in and get into my main topic of today. And that is, it's Friday the 13th, and who is suspicious? Who has those superstitions today? I mean, today is Friday the 13th, and are some of your superstitions that you believe, you know, are they really something that has come from, you know, generation after generation in your family? Because it's like a lot of people have a lot of superstitions that have come from maybe their grandmothers, maybe their parents, maybe their grandmother parents, where it has come down the family line. So I'm just wondering, as far as how many of you guys are superstitious? And, you know, just let's talk a little bit about it. Let's talk about it. You already know what it is. Let's go in. Well, guys, you know, with Friday the 13th, you know, not only is it like the movie that we all have seen that has like Friday the 13th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, how many ever number we're on at this point in time. But, you know, Friday the 13th is always about either scary stuff going on or just basically people having bad luck. You know, I mean, let's jump in. Let's talk about it. What do you guys think about? I'm just going to go in. Like when it's a black cat and say you're driving or even if you may be walking, or, you know, just out and about. And if a black cat should like run across the road when you're driving, or say run across your feet if you're out walking, what do you guys do? Let me tell you what, you know, this may be some superstitious, you know, type of thing. But from as long as I know, we were told if a black cat runs across you, around you, it's bad luck. You actually would have to drive up, turn around, go back, and then come back around to the same point where you were and then just start over again if that happens. So black cat is always considered bad luck. If it runs across you, then you would just have to go back and just come back through. Now, that's something as far as that I got from, you know, my grandmother way back when. It's just something that was told and we just went with it. I kept it with me all this long time and I basically do the same thing. If I see a black cat, I'll try to avoid the black cat because I don't want him running across me, on side of me, near me, none of that at all. So I just was told black cats are like, and the reason that, you know, I was told they're like bad luck is because black cats, they're the witch's cat. The black cats, that's what witches have. So it's like, you know, they're basically, that's what it is. So it's like, you know, just don't deal with the black cats at all. And that's something that one of the things that I'm very superstitious about. Now, let's, you know, talk about some other things about Friday the 13th. Currently, as far as just a question here, and I'm actually going to go over some things from Newsweek. And that is basically Friday the 13th. It's considered, you know, an unlucky day. So we look into the situation of why. Now, mind you, references to Friday the 13th date back to the medieval times, but some believe that it was inspired by the Bible. Oh, so this is something new to me, guys. This is something new. Let me continue on. At the Last Supper, Judas Iscariot, who went on to betray Jesus to the Romans, was the 13th person at the table, potentially inspiring further fears of the number 13. Jesus was also said to have died on Friday, also known as Good Friday, which has potentially resulted in Christians carrying the superstitions from there. Oh, so this is where this all of this is originating from. This is where Friday the 13th is actually originating from, guys. You know, move on and read on, quote unquote, about this. Now, moving through the Middle Ages, references to Friday being an unlucky day is general, appears as early as around the 14th century. The Canterbury Tales writer George Chaucer wrote, "On Friday fell as a mischance." Then there are the Knights Templar. The Catholic military order was arrested on Friday the 13th on October of 1307 by the order of King Philip King Philip IV. The Grand Master Jacques de Molay and scores of other French Templars were accused of asking recruits to spit on the cross, deny Christ, and engage in indecent kissing. They were charged with numerous offenses such as financial corruption, fraud, secrecy, and were also accused of idolatry. These prisoners were tortured and burned at the stake later on. This started a movement to arrest and disband the Knights Templar. Now, this is all revolving around Friday the 13th, guys. Now, mind you, Gioacchino Rossini, the Italian composer, died on Friday the 13th, according to Henry Sutherland. Edward's 1869 biography, in it, he wrote, Rossini was surrounded to the last by admiring friends, and if it be true that, like so many Italians, he regarded Fridays as an unlucky day and 13 as an unlucky number. It is remarkable that all Friday the 13th of November, he passed away. So it's not surprising that some link it to Friday the 13th. However, today's Italians actually consider 13th to be a lucky number and Friday the 17th to be an unlucky number. Also known as Trichocobobia, The fear of the number 13 has also created traditions such as builders skipping the 13th floor when designing buildings in an effort to avoid bad luck, or restaurants missing out the 13th table. In Norse legend, there were 12 people sharing a meal in Valhalla when a 13th person, Loki, not the Marvel character, but the spirit of strife, crashed the dinner and one person ended up dead. So we have a lot of superstitions, a lot of things that basically are revolving around Friday the 13th, guys. So, I mean, all I can say is I truly believe it's what you believe. If you are not superstitious, then 9 times out of 10, nothing's going to happen bad to you. You're just going to continue on about your day. Now, if you're superstitious, on the other hand, then you're going to be worrying about it all day. Actually, things probably will happen to you because you are so caught up in Friday the 13th that something's going to happen, then it's going to happen. If you're thinking about it and just so strung high ho that, oh, something's going to happen today, something's bad, oh, it's going to be bad luck for me today, then most definitely it is. But if you're not thinking about it and you're continuing on about your day, just like for me, you know, I started yesterday. I was like, okay, it's going to be Friday the 13th tomorrow. But I really wasn't worried about it like that, to be honest with you. I really don't. And for me, I keep a cross on 24 hours a day. I have crosses all in my room. I have crosses. You can't imagine how many crosses I have. So with me, I look at the situation where you really have to have faith. You really do. So if you have faith, then things like Friday the 13th won't bother you at all. It's just another day. And you just keep it moving. So for me today, I would say I had a wonderful day. So guys, you know, give me your opinion. Let's talk about it. What is your opinion about being superstitious on Friday the 13th, or just being superstitious at any time about certain things? You know, let's talk about it. Hit me up in my voice message it. Leave me some, you know, good superstitions that you may have. Maybe that some of your family members or your grandmother, your grandfathers may have had. You know, let's talk about it. So now we're going to move on to celebrity gossip. Oh, let's talk about it. Let's talk about this. Well, Rihanna's pregnant rumors on social media, y'all, has Twitter on fire. When I woke up this morning, and the first thing that I did, of course, was I looked at my Twitter. Now, mind you, I had like a nightmare last night. It was a nightmare for me because I dreamt that I was pregnant. Now, this is before that I even looked at my Twitter. So I'm up early in the morning and I was like, okay, I just had a nightmare of my life, because with me, I'm one and done. I don't want any more kids. I got my son. I was happy. That's all I wanted was a son. So it was one and done with me. No more kids. No more kids for me at all anymore. That's a wrap. Don't want any more. Never did. After I got my son, I never did. So I had like a horrible nightmare. And so when I finally got to my Twitter and I looked at it, the first thing I saw trending was Rihanna is pregnant. And it was a rumor. It says Rihanna's pregnant rumors on social media set Twitter on fire this morning. Now, mind you, this is what's sparking these rumors. Let's get into it. Let's talk about it, y'all. This is what's striking the rumors. Now, mind you, I am on, it's called Artist. So it's called Capital Extra www.ChristianLiberalPolitics.com. Now, this is the website that I'm currently on right now. Now, the reason that we have people saying this, it says Rihanna sparks pregnancy rumors after fans spot a baby bump. Now, mind you, Rihanna was having like more so, I guess, a private concert. Now, they said that the 31-year-old singer has sparked baby speculations following her appearance at her 2019 fifth annual Diamond Ball. So she actually was singing at her Diamond Ball that she has each year. So mind you, after stepping out of the red carpet at the charity event, which supports her Clara Lino Foundation, the 31-year-old was seen covering her stomach with her hands. Now, mind you, Rihanna wore a floor-length black and white Givenchy Haute Couture gown. So it was a couture with a high neck and long sleeve covering most of her body. She paired it with a big pearl earrings and red lipstick, which she looks lovely. Like the dress is really, really gorgeous, but it does cover her. Now, mind you, Rihanna was spotted clutching her stomach on the red carpet at the fifth annual Diamond Ball picture. Now, also, Rihanna performed during the fifth annual Diamond Ball at the Capriana Wall Street on New York City. Now, mind you, later into the night, Rihanna took to the stage with Pharrell Williams to perform their hit Lemon. And while fans were happy to hear the song just singing again, the topic of the conversation soon changed. They were like, oh my God, Rihanna's pregnant. You know, WTF, y'all know what that means. Wrote one of the fans alongside of a picture from the night showing Rihanna performing on stage. Now, the rumor started, Rihanna is pregnant, you guys. I'm not okay. They said, I'm not okay, wrote another. For those of y'all that do not believe Rihanna is pregnant, look closely when she gets on stage, wrote another alongside a video of the Needed Me star. Rihanna finally back and pregnant. Now, mind you, these are all the rumors that were going out on Twitter. Now, mind you, another video that keeps rumoring mill spinning was taken during the interview with Rihanna on the red carpet. While speaking to Essence, Rihanna's real name is Robin Rihanna Fetney. Spoke on the importance of being true to herself and how the women in her life have shaped her. Quote unquote, Rihanna said, I am a black woman. I come from a black woman who came from a black woman who came from a black woman, and I'm going to give birth to a black woman. Was this Rihanna telling us she was pregnant? This is once again Rihanna stand, you know, this all is going on. This is all being said. Now, this is all allegedly of what Rihanna said. Now, this is Twitter quotes. Now, this is allegedly of what Rihanna said when she was on the carpet. Now, soon enough, the last part of the sentence sent people into a frenzy. Yeah, look at her tummy, too. She is pregnant, wrote one fan. Now, mind you, all of this was going on. All of this information was going on. You know, people on Twitter, social media, they're speculating. They got rumors out that she's pregnant. They're showing pictures. I mean, they're doing the most. Now, soon enough, the last part of this sentence sent the people into a frenzy, like I said. Now, this isn't the first time Rihanna has faced pregnancy speculations. Back in 2017, fans were convinced the star was expecting shortly after she started dating her current boyfriend, billionaire Hassan Jamal, which she's still with him, mind you. Now, the thing about this is, Rihanna is holding her stomach, like more like she's protecting her stomach. Now, this is the picture that I'm watching. Now, mind you, Rihanna has not said that she's pregnant. Now, the allegations that she said this on the carpet, that's one thing. Now, I'm looking at the picture. I'm looking at the pictures that were taken. It does look like she has a baby bump. Now, when she's standing, and she's holding her hands over her stomach. It looks like a baby bump, but if Rihanna has not said it, then it's still speculation. It's still a rumor. So until Rihanna comes out and says that she's basically pregnant, then it's just speculation and a rumor. That's it. If she is not announcing it, now, mind you, now, most of the time, women will wait until like that third month. Now, this is what my gynecologist, Dr. Tally, you know, God rest her, and we miss her. She retired. We love ourselves some Dr. Tally. Is that basically it may be best that before you say anything, you want to give it at least 3 months, you know, to make sure that, you know, it's you're able to carry the baby and everything is, you know, going along smoothly. Because sometimes you have to worry about miscarriage. You have to worry about things like that. So sometimes women just want to wait until they know they're past those very, you know, trying months, as I might say. So maybe Rihanna is waiting for that, if she is. But this is just a rumor at this time. It's all speculations. Twitter might have been on fire, but Twitter doesn't have any proof or evidence that she is. We all have to wait until Rihanna comes out and she literally says it. So if Rihanna is not telling her personal business, and then again, maybe Rihanna's not pregnant. You know, maybe she's just eating and enjoying, you know, her life. She might be having her best life, eating lobster, shrimp, and just enjoying herself and eating, you know. It could be just a little bit of weight gain. You never know. Now, if it's not that, and if she turns out to be pregnant, she will announce when she's ready. You know, that is between her and her man when she gets ready to announce. And that is if she is pregnant or not. If she makes that announcement, that's her. If she doesn't, she has every right. That's her personal business. She don't have to announce shit to us. She don't have to announce shit to us. That's between her and her man. That is her personal business. It's not like Nicki Minaj telling everybody she's retiring because she wants to start, you know, a family with her new convict husband. You know, I mean, you have to look at the situation. Rihanna's not telling her business at all. She's letting people guess. You know, she's just letting people guess. And, you know, with Nicki Minaj, alleged convict husband, let's say alleged, but we all know that his information and business is on record and on file. So it's not even alleged. It's the truth. Now, mind you, to get back at the subject at hand, and that is that if Rihanna is, I want to wish her congratulations and wish her and her family and her man the best. If she's not, then, you know, it is what it is. That's her personal business. That is that grown-ass woman's personal business. If she is or is not pregnant, that's none of our business. She's not throwing it out there to us. So therefore, she don't want nobody to know. And then again, she might not be pregnant. It's just rumors. And you know how rumors are. You know how rumors are. You take them like a grain of salt. So, you know, so I want to wish Rihanna the best, you know, either or if she is or if she's not pregnant, I want to wish her the best. She's always going to be the boss. She's always going to be a queen. You know, she's always been the very boss type in control woman. So she's always in control of her life and she's in control and she stays in control of what she wants people to know and what she wants people not to know. She's a grown woman. If she sees fit to tell us something, she will. And if she doesn't, that's fine. It's none of our business. It's none of our business at all. And matter of fact, I commend Rihanna on that. I surely do. So now we're going to move on to some of the wildest Guinness World Record sets. So let's go on and get started with it. We have, and you know, this is my favorite part of the show. some of the wildest Guinness World Records set. So we have a pair of 1972 Nike Moon shoes, which were sold at, it's called Sotheby's Auction, for $437,000, breaking the record for the most expensive sneakers sold at auction. They were sold for $437,000. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. The next one we have is a chef made the world's longest handmade egg noodle that measured more than 600 feet, which is longer than the Washington Monument. Wow. Wow. The next thing that we do have, take me just one moment. We have as many as 633 Florida scuba divers broke a record for the world's largest ocean cleanup. And let's listen to this. At the cleanup, 3,200 pounds of fishing gear was used, and divers removed more than 9,000 pieces of marine debris from the ocean. That is a lot. The next thing is the two New York City museums created the world's longest feather boa in honor of World Pride. Wow. Next thing we're going to be looking at, we do have a 116-year-old woman. Her name is Kane Tanaka, became the world's oldest living person. She is actually 116 years old. She's a Japanese woman from Kane Tanaka. Her name's Kane Tanaka, who holds a Guinness World Record certificate naming her the world's oldest person living during a ceremony in Fukuoka, Japan. She is 116 years old. And I'm going to leave it at that note. Look at everything that Shizden saw over her lifespan. She is 116 years old. And you know they had to verify her birth certificate and all of that of when she was born. She's 116, y'all. Y'all didn't hear me. She's 116 years old. She is a Japanese woman of 116 years old. Lord have mercy, bless her soul. Wow. And I'm going to leave it on that note. Well, guys, this is the end of my podcast. And I would like to say I am the hostess with the mostest, Olivia. You know my motto, let's talk about it. I thank you so much for listening to my podcast. And guys, always hit me up on the voice message. Let me know how you like the show. Let me know if you would like to do any special topic or anything like that. And I would like to end my night by saying, let's talk about it. And I'm gone, y'all. Have a good night. You know, man.